Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I'm Chris. Let's get right into the topics. First thing is the Bitcoin price right now, $61,579. And yeah, we last 3 days we went up a little, now we came down a little, but look, over what you're looking at on the screen are the daily candles for the last 3.5 months. And you can see when we came up, made our all-time high, and we've just been doing a bull flag, and at some point we're going to turn up and keep going up. We could go sideways for another 5 months. We could go down even more a little bit. It doesn't matter. Eventually we're going to turn up, and the bull run is going to be it's going to get a lot more exciting, actually, right? The price is going to go way up, and I can't wait till we cross 100K. Imagine that. Like, imagine the excitement and the FOMO. But yeah, this is the bull run. I saw this piece of artwork online, and I was like, man, I had to show you guys. Look at that. The Bitcoin bull rampaging in the city like Godzilla. All right, but today's news. All right, first Coinbase. They were down for 4 hours earlier today, and they still have a degraded status. Yeah, look, this happens to Coinbase every now and then, but here's the important part of the story. Just checking if you self-custody your Bitcoin. Yeah, so make sure you don't leave your Bitcoin on Coinbase or any of these exchanges, right? When you buy Bitcoin, that's great. Then send it to your own hardware wallet so you have custody of it. That's like rule number one of Bitcoin. It's the most important rule. So just always keep that in mind. You always want to have custody of your Bitcoin. You don't want to leave it with these people because you never know what can happen. Yeah, I mean, they might go down, and who knows when today for a time, they were not allowing withdrawals. So imagine you wanted to get your Bitcoin and they're like, oh no, you can't get your Bitcoin. What? Excuse me? Yeah, so don't do that. And adoption news. This is big. The pension fund manager of the state of Wisconsin has disclosed $162 million Bitcoin allocation. And it's only a matter of time before every single state pension fund makes the same move. Yeah. And then every university endowment, every family office, every wealth manager, fund manager, every corporate treasury. Look, this is happening. It's happening right in front of our eyes. You know, I know people who are considering buying Bitcoin and all this, and it's like, just don't wait too long. Look, and even yesterday, this cycle's going to be insane because more adoption news. New Hampshire Representative Keith Ammon proposes a Bitcoin investment for the state fund of New Hampshire. All right, that's two states that are in the process. My goodness. All right, the other big news of the day is that this Tornado Cash developer, Alexei Pertsev, was found guilty of money laundering. This guy's a developer. This guy created software. He wrote software. Yeah, and so Gigi says, in other news, a blacksmith was sentenced to 48 months in jail because the knife he made was used to stab someone. And also, this follows the incarceration of an automobile manufacturer as one of his cars was used for a bank heist. Yeah, this is how dumb it is to put a developer in jail for developing software. He didn't do anything wrong. He developed software, and then some other people took it, and they did bad things. They may have broke the law, but this guy didn't. But now he's in jail? This is insane. Lynn Alden, commenting on this story, says, criminalizing the mere development and publication of code is an ugly precedent. If published in a book or a blog, it would mean the book or blog is illegal. An illegal order of numbers and letters. Very different than actually using code maliciously. Yeah. So he developed the code, somebody used it for illegal purposes, and now he's in jail. And so Walker, look, Epstein didn't bank himself, right? Yeah, it's insane. They'll send you to jail for writing open source code. But if you explicitly launder money for Jeffrey Epstein's human trafficking operation, your bank just pays a small fine as a cost of doing business. Yeah. So, right? Oh, the hypocrisy. Yeah, the bankster cartel is not happy about Freedom Tech. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to be coming after Freedom Tech. And it is what it is. We got to fight it. We got to keep going. We got to overcome this. And we will, because we have Bitcoin at our back. So here's a reminder to subscribe if you would like to. And let's get into some fiat government nonsense for context, because Bitcoin solves these issues. First is Fed Chair Powell, this dummy gangster cartel scammer lizard person. He says, "My confidence in inflation moving back down is lower than it was." Yeah, so he's like, "Oh, I don't know if inflation's going to go down." It's not. Inflation's going to keep going up. It's what happens when you print trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. And this whole idea that it's transitory is clown world. It's not transitory. Inflation is going to absolutely destroy most people living in the world, and even Americans. And Bitcoin is the only good hedge against inflation. Here's a great quote from George MacDonald. "It is not in the nature of politics that the best men should be elected. The best men do not want to govern their fellow men." And I remember I had a spiritual teacher who said this. He said, wise people, they don't want positions of power. Wise people, they don't want to be in politics. They don't want any position of power. Why would you want to rule over people? You're just asking for trouble. Well, guess what? The reason people want to rule over other people is because they're evil people who want to steal everyone's money. They want to scam everyone. And when they get to be president and senators and all this, you can more easily scam people. And that's all they do. That's all the government does, is scam us. That's all they do. They don't do anything else. It's one big sham. It's a grift. All right, now Gemini, which is a platform for buying and selling crypto, they're asking users to explain their activity for simply buying Bitcoin and withdrawing it. Yeah, look at this. You try to buy or withdraw your Bitcoin from Gemini, and now they're like, "A review of your recent account activity showed regular deposits of fiat and one-way trading pattern where you deposit the funds, convert it to digital currency, and then withdraw it. Can you please explain the following? Describe the purpose of your recent transfers." No. "Identify how you are currently storing your cryptocurrency assets." No. "Describe the source of funds." What? This is the establishment trying to assert control over crypto. They're going to try. It ain't going to work. And now the GameStop saga continues. Remember yesterday I reported the GameStop trading was halted because the price was going way up and a bunch of shorts got liquidated. Well, today again, GameStop and AMC stock trading was halted to save Wall Street. Yeah, and Bitcoin never halts trading. And this is because short sellers of GameStop and AMC have lost $5 billion in 2 days. And these people who lost $5 billion, these are the Wall Street guys. These are the big guys who were betting against GameStop and betting against AMC. And the regular people like us, we bought and drove the price up and we liquidated them. We cost them $5 billion. And guess what? Because of that, they have to halt trading. That's how the stock market works, right? If the move is too big or too abrupt, they just halt trading to save their skin. Bitcoin doesn't do this, of course. Bitcoin just 24/7 trading all the time. No one can ever stop it. No one. Here's a great quote from Thomas Sowell. "Some things are believed because they are demonstrably true. But many other things are believed simply because they have been asserted repeatedly, and repetition has been accepted as a substitute for evidence." Yeah, so this is how the mainstream media, or sorry, corporate media, and all these governments, this is how they do it. They'll lie to you, but they just keep lying to you. And then people don't check. They just believe the lies. Repetition has nothing to do with the truth, if it's demonstrably true or not. They just keep lying to you. So beware of this, right? Yeah, and here's Tatum Turnup, Tatey Waity, telling us this is the embodiment of, quote, I just learned about Bitcoin and I'm here to fix it. Yeah, here's this guy, Fred Krueger, says, how can Bitcoin possibly be money for the world when it can only do 600,000 transactions per day? Answer, Visa currently does about 1,000 times that, or about 600 million transactions per day. So that's the scale of the problem. Now let's look at a solution, blah, blah, blah. And here's Trey Sellers saying, a seasoned Bitcoiner saying, sorry, but the block size ain't being increased. Gonna have to find another way. And Fred Krueger says, it's going to have to be increased, Captain. See, so what this demonstrates is, well, what Tatum said. This guy just learned about Bitcoin and he's already here to fix it, okay? I've been into Bitcoin since 2018. I still feel like a newcomer because the block size wars happened before 2018. So there's a lot of history in Bitcoin. But as Bitcoin becomes more mainstream and more adopted, new people are going to come in and they're going to think they have all the answers. So we're going to come up against people like this, and it's okay. We just have to tell them that's why Trey here was like, sorry, but the block size ain't being increased. That's it. It's not. Sorry. We already went through all that. It's not happening. It's just not. So anyway, it's part of mass adoption. It's normal, but we have to deal with this. And really, we have to educate people like this. But the problem is some people, when they come in, they're very arrogant and they think they know it all, right? And it's hard to deal with those people. Yeah. All right. This, I was going to play this, but you know what? I'm just linked to it. This is OpenAI's new ChatGPT. It's incredible at customer service. Literally, this guy, he literally put two phones side by side and there's two AIs talking to each other. It's 2 minutes long. It's pretty short, but I mean, honestly, the way the AI talks to each other, AI is sounding more and more like real people. And I'm an audio guy. I'm an audio engineer. And up till now, when I hear AI voices, I can easily tell it's AI. So can you, probably. It doesn't sound like a real human being. But now it's getting close. It's getting close. And just think about 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. It's going to be insane. Yeah. All right. This is pretty funny. These pigeons look like they're posing for a 90s rap album cover. Right? Isn't that funny? It's so funny. All right. And here, every sat counts. When you sold the family car to buy more Bitcoin. Yeah. And then you just stack four people on this little scooter, right? That's Bitcoiners for you. Those are the hardcore Bitcoiners right there. All right. This is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the very top. Join our locals community and join our locals community. Here it is. This is where we hang out and have fun and all that. And I put some videos up there that are locals only, little short videos. So it's our community. Anyway, also don't forget Fridays at 4 p.m. That's when we do our Bitcoin panel live stream. Yeah, it's a 1 hour live stream. I invite awesome Bitcoiners on to chat about the week's news and chat about all things Bitcoin. It's really a lot of fun. So definitely check that out on Fridays. I appreciate you tuning in, and please subscribe to the channel and follow the channel. And if you're watching on YouTube, that's great. But also consider going to Rumble and follow the channel on Rumble, because YouTube is so, I mean, YouTube's great, but do YouTube and Rumble, and just stay subscribed on Rumble. They call it following on Rumble, but anyway, that's it. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate all your feedback. If you have any questions, please put them in the comments. And I will see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. All right. See ya.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.